to today's edition of the Online Business Platinum Podcast with Jeff Smith from HireTrustMarketing.com and at HireTrust on Twitter. Hey folks, Jeff here. Hope you're having a great day. Thanks a lot for taking the time to join us today. In the next 10 to 12 minutes, we're going to cover three topics. Number one, is this a niche market? And we're going to go through some examples of so many questions that I get around, is weight loss a niche market? Is personal development a niche market? And what we're going to do is not just answer that question, we're going to drill into how to actually find opportunities within those niche markets that you really can act on for your online business. Number two question we're going to address is, what's the process for creating video courses? Video courses are becoming real big, and there's new platforms like Udemy out there, and people want to know how, what's involved step-by-step in creating the video courses. Good news is we've done many of them, so we're going to work through some of those tips with you. The third question that I got this week was, is this a good example of branding? And so we're going to cover off some tips of what does branding mean in today's online business environment. I think you're going to find this edition really helpful, really useful, put some more money in your pocket, grow your business. So let's get started now. All right, first topic. Question that I got from InfoMarketerZone.com member. That's our membership site where we help online entrepreneurs fast track their way to success. The question is personal development considered a niche market? And I could substitute personal development. I could substitute weight loss. I could substitute parenting. I could substitute online business. I could substitute just about any high-level niche market into that question, and I would have had that question hundreds of times over the last several months. So the question is, are those high-level sort of macro-level markets really niche markets? And my answer is no, and specifically not if you're trying to plan a business around them. So the best way I can think of to help people get around this question is to go through how I would break down, say, personal development into small micro-level markets that are still very large, but are much more in tune with commercial buying activity, demand, and very segmented groups that you can target easily. So if we take personal development, for example, which is a massive high-level macro niche and really doesn't do you any good, if you try and target personal development as a whole, you're going to spread yourself too wide. You're not going to be able to get a targeted audience enough that's going to give you any meaningful conversions on products and or list building activities you're doing. It's just going to be too hard to target that audience. Whether you do, you're going to either blow your brains out doing it free, trying to generate, you know, thousands and thousands of pieces of free content, or you're going to blow your brains out financially in terms of trying to place ads that just won't convert. So what do you do? Let's just rip apart personal development into a couple of different levels, and I'll give you an example of how you can pick a niche within a macro level niche. You can use this in any macro level niche, high level niche. So personal development, I would pull that down, and here's a smaller niche within that. Well, within personal development, you have success and motivation, right? So that's one aspect of personal development. You got people that are interested in succeeding at something, transform their lives, and they're interested in staying motivated to be able to achieve that success level. Now, even that's too high level, because within that group, you've got many different types of people. You've got women that might be trying to succeed in getting a job or a career. You've got people that maybe want to succeed at being a better parent or a better in their relationships. They want to improve their own happiness in life, and so they want to stay motivated. And now we're getting to the nitty-gritty. So what you really want to do is go one level deeper, and you want to continue to go one level deeper until you hit a wall, right? So going one level deeper, who wants to, what sort of subsegments would you have within success and motivation? Well, you'd have people that want to be better leaders, right? So you've got maybe middle-aged men, lower age to middle-aged men that want to become better leaders, and they want to advance in their jobs. That's their motivation in life. That's their transformation that they desire. And I always think in terms of transformation guys, because that's what people are always thinking about buying products and buying information, training, etc., around major life transformations that they see in front of them, and they want shortcuts and easy ways to get there. So being a better leader is one potential subgroup, and I would target that. You could target that with a specific content platform, with a specific market approach, and with specific products. There are definitely products around leadership and advancements and career, etc. They might want to be interested in success and motivation to become a better parent. Maybe going through a particularly challenging part. They may be a new parent, first of all. They may be someone who's parenting a teen and is having a lot of issues with trying to get that teen to the next level. And so they want to become a better parent. They may want to clean up their own act and become a better parent. May want to become a better lover, a better relationship, have a better relationship with a girlfriend, significant other, in an existing relationship, and they want to become better at it to save it. You know, all of those aspects are the real niches that you want to focus your business on, right? So I hope you can see that. Start with the high level macro niche, drill down as far as you can into specific needs and specific groups of people that have a specific desire, and that will lead you to very rich niche markets that you can then target with your content and with either affiliate marketing, ad marketing, or your own information products. All right, number two question. A couple of people actually raised this on the blog of late, is, and that's higher trust marketing/blog. Should be following that. We do content every day, lots of tips, techniques, strategies for you, and it's all based on our actual business experience. The question is really, how do you go about creating a video course? What's involved? And can some of the questions have actually come in around how can I outsource that? Can I outsource the entire process? Well, we've done it both. We've created video courses where we've done it all in-house. We've created video courses where we've outsourced just about everything. So what are the steps? Number one, you need the actual content of the video. So what type of video course is it that you're going to develop? What you need to do around content is you need to develop a script and or a presentation. So if it's some sort of a talking head video, that means your face in the video, or a trainer, you're hiring somebody to speak and be talent for you to act out your particular course, then you need a script, right? And number two, you need the course itself. You need the content of the course. And number three, you need either slides or a presentation. If it's not a talking head video, you can actually walk people through slides or charts, presentations, and that's the actual content in that case. It could also be an existing written information product. It could be a report, an ebook, etc., that can be converted into either a script or slides or a presentation. And in the case of slides presentation, that's a screen capture video, and you can also outsource that piece. But that's the basics of the content. And typically, that's going to be sort of a different set of resources. If you outsource that, that's going to be more like ghostwriters or script writers or slide presentation preparers. They're typically not going to be the same people that do the videos, right? So you need somebody to do the talent around that. I would suggest you're writing the outline or the script yourself, and then you can outsource the content development further. Next step, when you have your content, is you need to decide on the presenter, the talent that you're going to use to cut the videos. It's going to deliver the content. Now, you can outsource that content, that talent. You can go to places like Odesk and Elance and or Fiverr, and you can find talent that will be provide either voiceovers or talking head type delivery of content. And you know that will really range in price, but you're probably looking at somewhere between $500 and $1,000 for a full video course to just hire the talent, the talking head piece of it. If it's a fairly, if it's a 1 to 2 hour involved course that's split up into 10 or 15 minute modules, okay, in our experience. Number three, once you've done that, you need someone to produce and edit the videos. And what I mean by that is you've got talking head, you've got delivering content and the course material, but you probably want to put in a cover graphic at the beginning of each, some intro music. You want to maybe edit it down. You want to insert some graphics or some music between modules, that part of the video. And then, of course, you need someone to compile that video into your different formats and maybe even post it to a specific type of file, an MP4 file, that type of thing. And that is usually a video producer that takes care of that. And then you need to decide the next step. The fourth step is decide on hosting, where are you going to host that video and what type of player you're going to use. So the choices you have here is you self-host and you configure the player yourself with some, you know, different types of open source players. Or you can get software that will actually, you know, create the page and the player for you. Software like Opt-in Press has video players embedded in it. You can create the website. We use that for some of our videos for sure. The other option is you can go with a platform like Udemy, where they actually host the video course for you and they take points for that, but they also expose you to a very large audience of seekers of course material. So number five is, of course, then you have to market the platform. So once you've got the content, you've got it cut, you got your talent, you've got the player up, you've got your videos hosted, of course, you need to go out marketing it. And that involves getting traffic and sales funnels, etc. So you need to take on that part. Now, you could do all that yourself. You can outsource each piece, but I think it's important that you know the steps that are involved in creating that video course. Great news about video courses, evergreen products that can be highly leveraged to earn you, you know, high income. Those courses could be easily $100 to $500 to $900, depending on the content, the demand for that content. And those can be high-end information products that will continue to pay you, for months and years to come. All right. Hopefully that's enough on video course creation. If you have any questions on those, we've done a bunch of video course creations. So hit us up at HireTrust is our Twitter handle. We'll take any questions and comments that you have based on the podcast or any questions you'd like to see addressed in future podcasts on that platform. You can also hit us up in comments in the blog against this podcast if that's where you're seeing the blog or the podcast hosted. All right. Question number three, we'll have to cover this quickly. I don't want to keep you too long. Questions around branding. So branding has changed a lot, okay, and this is a really important concept to get as a new business owner, an existing business owner, an online business owner. Branding used to be creating stories, creating messages, creating headlines, and then pushing those out in the form of ads, content, paid advertising, syndicated ad content, and just pushing that sort of fake profile and sort of trying to manipulate or influence your customer base. And that was what branding was all about. Now, though, branding is much more about trust that is established through engagement, quality content, participation, and transparency. Okay, so I want you to think about each of those terms. You can still use things like stories, case studies, for sure, content, and even ads and sales pages. You can still use all the same vehicles, but you got to keep in mind the fundamental principles to branding in today's world is transparency, letting customers really see who you are and who is behind the business. Participation. So being good at developing content and developing messages that elicit participation. And that means participation of yours in the marketplace as well as participation of your customer base. And that solicit engagement, that actually get people engaged in the content, participating in the content, getting to trust you and like you. Now, how do you do that? Well, you do that through blogs. You can do it through YouTube or any video channels. You can do it through Twitter, through Facebook, through social platforms. You can do it through things like Google Hangouts. You can do it based on bulletin boards or forums. You can do it based on a very active blog where you're posting daily, or a podcast like this where you're soliciting feedback. But think about it, you know, to be transparent, you want to tell stories that really involve your customer base and your life and get to the root of the ideal profile of the avatar of your customer base. You need to talk to them and understand, first of all, where their headspace is, and then talk to them in the context of that headspace. Be transparent, but also understand that your biggest marketing and branding effort is really the participation engagement of others. It's not you pushing message after message out, right? So I hope that was useful. It's a little lesson on branding, but it's a very important one. And it's one that the businesses that are getting this today are doing much, much better than the others who are still trying to still have that concept of traditional branding in their head. All right, that's it for today. Won't keep you any longer. Thanks for joining us. If you have any comments or questions you want us to address on future podcasts, we've already seen some of that come through on Twitter, hit us up at HireTrust. That's our handle on Twitter. Just give us a quick tweet in terms of a comment or a question you'd like us to cover off. Head up to the blog. That's hirertrustmarketing.com/blog. And be sure to access all of our podcasts up on that blog. Leave comments, folks. Leave comments, right? We want your participation. We want your engagement. Just as I mentioned before, right? It's to your benefit as well. And you will get your questions answered for sure up there. All right? Hit us up on those platforms. Until the next one, talk to you soon. Bye-bye for now.